Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etchalom. We're now in Masachet Chulin Daf Nun Tad Amud Bet at the very bottom of the Amud, in the middle of our report of discussions between Caesar and Rav Shua ben Chananya. Beforehand, he wanted to see the mysterious panther. Now he wants to see God. You can't see him. I want to see him. Azalug me lahad yoma betkufa tamuz. So he made a day that was the hottest day of the summer. Amarle Istakobe, here, go look at him. He's the sun. Amarle Matzina, I can't look at him. Amarle Yoma, think about this. The day the Chad Misham Shedekame Kaime Kamen Kuchabrichu, that's one of the servants of God. Amarle Matzina is Tukulebe, you can't even look at that. Shechina Lokol Shekin, so God's presence itself, you certainly can't look. Let's try another one. I want to set a meal for your God. I want it. You can't do it. He said the reason you can't do it is because he has a large retinue. You can't feed them all. I'm like, Ibra, I'll do it anyways. So go to the bank of the beach. Go overlooking the ocean. It's a big, big place. He spent the whole 6 months of the summer setting it up. The wind came and blew everything into the ocean. So he worked for another 6 months in the winter to set up a meal. At the end, the rain came and threw everything in the sea. So he said to Rishua, what's all this? These are like the sweepers that come in front of God. They're just sweeping things up. So then I really can't feed your God. Okay, Amalei bat Kesar b'shuvan Chananya. Now Caesar's daughter said to him, "Hello, Echon Nagarahu. Your God is a carpenter." Dichtiv amakarev ma'im aliyotav. In this beautiful passage in Barchi Nafshi, says that God makes a roof for his upper chambers with water, but he builds it makarev like a roof. Emor navid lechana misterita. I'd like him to make one of these little tools that's used for undoing yarn. Amar l'chaya. He said, "Okay." What happened is he davened and she got leprosy. They put her in the shuk of Rome. And people handed her one of those tools. Why? The custom was in Rome that anybody who had that disease, that skin disease, they would give them a masterita. And sit in the shuk undoing yarn. People would see them and daven for them. Yomachan Havei Kachali Fatam. Rishu was walking through. The daughter of the Caesar was sitting there taking his yarn apart. Marla Shvirta Masterita Diayv Lachaloa. You like what our God gave you as a gift? Amarle Emal Aloch Shkol Lemay Diayvli. He said, "Go tell your God to take back what He gave me." Amarle Aloha Didan May Av Yoyv Mishkal Oshakel. Our God gives and doesn't take away. I'm a Yehuda. Now, he describes a shore. An ox is krastan, big stomach, parsatan, big legs, rav reshe, big head, rav gnuvte, and big tail. Chilufa b'chamra, and the opposite is true about a donkey, l'manaf kamina, who cares? L'makachom emkar, for purchase, and to settle whether something was a proper deal. From Yehuda, shor shikriva adam arishon. So the ox that was brought by adam arishon, according to the Midrash, he brought a korban. Keren achalei tal mitzcho, it had one horn in the middle of its head. Shinemar batitav l'Adonai mishor par makrin mafris. This is greater to God than the shor par that is makrin. Makrin tarte mashma. It sounds like it has two horns. Nachon makran k'tiv. It's written without a yod. So read it as one keren. V'yuda shor shukiv adam rishon karnav kodmo the parsotav. He also said that the ox that adam rishon brought, the horns stuck out further than the feet. Makrin, and then mafris. Makrin, mereshu, hadar, mafris. So first the horn, then the feet. Everything was created standing up. Vedatan nivru, were created fully intelligent, mature, but tzivyonan nivru, in the full form. Shenemar, rechu, hashem, ha'aretz, v'chot, tzva'am, all of the hosts of heaven were created. Tzva'am el tzivyonam, meaning in their full form they were created. Which means at the end that the horns were already created with the animals, so the horns are ahead of the feet. We have this very famous pasuk at the end of Barchi Nafshi, that God rejoices in his things that he creates. Pasuk zeh sara olam amaro. This was said by the angel who's in charge of the world. What happened? Mishashamar kodesh baruch hu l'mineihu bilanot. God said that the grass should grow and the trees should grow by their kind. Nasu d'sha'im kalvachom atzman. The grass made a kalvachomer. If God really wanted chaos, then why would he tell the trees to be in separate kinds? A plum tree grows a plum tree, orange tree grows an orange tree. And trees don't normally get all messed up and chaotic. And God still warned them to be separate. So we, the grass, who certainly mixes, certainly should be separate. Therefore, each grass went out on its own. God should be very happy with his actions. And if you take a careful look at the psukim, you'll see that although God only directs the trees to be l'minehu, after God sees that everything is l'minehu, it says v'yar l'him kitov. God saw it was good. Based on that drasha, if you made a mix of grasses, would that be kilayim? Since God didn't order that they be separate, or perhaps since God agreed and supported their decision to be separate, it's as if God said make it be separate. The answer is teiku, it's unclear. It's a very famous drasha. He said God made the two great lights, the sun and the moon. And then it says he made the big light for the day and the small light for the night. Here's what happened. Here's how they can become both big and then one is big, one is small. The moon said to God, can both of these two kings have the same crown of being the great light? So God said to the moon, good idea, you diminish yourself. I said a good thing. Why should I lose? You can be in charge of day and night. What's the chiddush? Well, who needs a candle during the day? In other words, the sun's already out during the day. I'm not going to accomplish. Am Yisrael will have a lunar calendar. You still have to use the sun to measure the seasons. So zelikut tzaddikim shmeach. Don't worry, the tzaddikim are also called small. Yaakov katan, Shmuel katan. We're not sure where that's from. David katan. So chazlo miyat v'data. God saw the moon wasn't happy. Amarkanos baruch hu aviu kapara lai shmiyat yeterech. Bring a korban kapara for me because I made the moon go small. I deserve a punishment or atonement. And I'm Rishon Lakish. That's what he says. Man ishtanas seir shorosh chodesh. Shemar bo ladonai. All the other ones say seir izim l'chatat. And the seir chatat l'Hashem. Why? Our Kodesh Baruch Hu seir ze yei kapara al shmiyat yiterech. It's a kapara for God. God needs the kapara, as it were. Okay. Rav Asi Rami. He had another challenge, another contradiction. Ketiv. I'd say Arz Deshev. Itlat b'shabta. In the third day of creation, it says God already brought the grass out. Uchtiv at the beginning of Perek Bet. Chosiach hasadet term yediyeb arz term yitzmach. That nothing had grown yet. And that's Mala Shabta, because in this particular direction of Chazal, there are several different directions to resolving the two stories of creation. In this particular direction, all of Perek Bet is seen as Friday. So, what does it prove to you? That the grass all stood there and waited to pop out. Until Adam came, and davened, and it rained, and then they grew. God desires the tefillah and will hold things back to get a tefillah out of a tzaddik. He had a garden. He threw seeds down, nothing grew. He davened and rain came and it grew. The same thing as Ravasi's drasha. Harbarava hashesua. In describing back to our kosher animals in the simanim, it says a parsa hashesua, which means like a twin in the version in Parshat Re. So now bria b'fnei atzma. He says the shesua is some sort of unique animal. Shishna shnei gavin u'shnei shidrot. It has two backs and two backbones. Moshe Rabbeinu Kenigiyaya, Blistriyaya, was Moshe Rabbeinu a hunter or an archer? So how would he know that? Mikan Shuvalo, Mera, Eina, Tuchat, the Torah, Minashamayim. So here, when somebody says the Torah is not divine, you could say, how would any human know about this Shesua? It must be that God wrote it. Rav Chisda of Tachlifa Ba'avimi, Ravina, Zirktov Kenigil Istri Be'Agaratech. In your book of Agadah, write down those two words. Uparshan, make sure to explain what they mean when somebody asks. So in the same way, we have the following. In the description of the conquest of the West Bank, it says, Chamesh Tzarnei Plishtim, Yeshua conquered the five captains of the Plishtim, Azati, Ashtudi, Ashkolini, Akitiva, Korni, those are the five, Ve'Havim, number six. Amra Chamesha, V'Chashiv Shita, you said there's five and you count six. Of course, Avim are not part of the Plishtim at all. V'Yonatan, Arumki Shalahen Chamesha. Really, there's only five legitimate ones. Harumki means really. Rav Chisov, Tachlib Rav Vinas, the same thing. Tov Arunki Baratech. Write down Arunki, Uparsha. Make sure people know what that word means. Upliga to Rav. This interpretation is at odds with Rav. Now, Rav, Avim Timan Bau. The Avim aren't part of the Plishtim. They came from somewhere else. Hamiyach Avim Timan Bau. Volamini Krashman Avim. So why are they called Avim? Sha'ivdu at Mekoman. They changed their place. Racher Avim. Sha'ivu Lelohot Habei. They desired many gods. Racher Avim, another interpretation, Shekol Ha'ra'otam Ochazto Avid. He gets frightened because they're scary people. Yosef Eidlu Sheitzari Dari Shin El Chochav Echad. Each person has 16 rows of teeth. Alright? Shemel Akish, Abay Mikraot Shiru Yin Lisrof Kesifrei Minim, Ezefrei Minim, Veinen Gufei Torah. There's lots of things in the Torah that look like they're extraneous and they look like they belong to Sifrei Minim, and nonetheless they're vital. What's an example? Who cares about that? The answer is Midashbe Avimelech Avram. Avimelech and Avram took an oath together, scrolling in the Ninirti, of non-aggression against each other for in perpetuity. Leitu Kaftorim. So what did God say? Let the Kaftorim come from the islands. Leifku Me'avim. And they will take away the people in Avim, Dainu Plishtim, who are Plishtim. So Yisrael, if come after him, then Am Yisrael can conquer the territory, because it's now not in Plishti hands. Ketzer of our Talmud, same thing happened on the East Bank. Who cares about that whole history of Moab and Sichon? God said, Moab, you can't go to war against Moab. But I want Bnei Yisrael to have that territory, so what am I going to do? Leite Sichon, he got Sichon to come. Let him take the land from Moab. Let Yisrael come with Sichon. Am Yisrael will come and take that land from Sichon. That's the famous statement that Amon Moab became purified and therefore accessible for us to take the land through Sichon. And now we have a parallel piece. Sidonim yikru lechemon siryon and v'amonim yikru lechemon snir. Different names for Chemon. Tana, Snir v'Siryon me'ari Eretz Yisrael. These are Eretz Yisrael mountains. Everyone in the nations built a big city. V'alalo al-shem har'e Eretz Yisrael. And each one called a city on the name of the mountains of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, Snir and Siryon were all cities in other countries. Even the mountains are beloved to the rest of the world, the mountains of Israel, and they want to name things after them. Kayotze Bo, a similar piece, which is changing names or doing something to change the nomenclature, is that Am Havir told Arim, what did Yosef do? He moved everybody around, population transfer. Why? Avkamina, Talikur Lachav Gavata. So people should not refer to his brothers as exiles, because everybody's an exile, then nobody's an exile, and it's okay. I will we'll pause at this point, we'll pick it up with our analysis of the rest of Mishnah Vav, the Simanei Ha'of. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.